first one under old business is case number 9473. And this is a variance from a rear yard setback requirement. It's for Pennsylvania Avenue. Unit 4 with the Sussex Shore.
Well, one thing to keep in mind, we don't enforce deed restrictions and covenants.
I'm sorry?
I say the one thing to keep in mind, we don't enforce deed restrictions and covenants.
Right.
We don't, we don't necessarily determine who should apply or you know, what have you. I mean, they obviously own the condo, so they, I think Rick suggested that they were legal, they could legally apply for this.
Mr. Urban, how do you, did you get a chance to go look at it again?
Yes, I did. Looked at it yesterday.
Oh, okay. And how do you feel? After you looked at it?
I feel he created a hardship himself. It's out of character with the rest of them. I look at it, it should be denied. Roger.
Okay. Mr. Hudson, did you get an opportunity to help him?
I looked at it previously, and I think I stated at the last meeting that I didn't. The type of building it is, and with the uniformity in the building, I stated before, I think that it alters the essential character of that condominium, in my opinion.
Okay.
And that it was created by the applicant.
I would agree. You know, I would think that before they would have done the work, they would have, you know, applied for the variance as opposed to just going in and doing it.
Okay. Everybody has seen it and everybody's comfortable.
Everybody ready?
We have no further discussion, and I will. So we're going to take a motion then on case number 9473.
Well, given that, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 9473 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting a variance.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Hudson, that we deny case number 9473 as it does not meet the standards for granting of the variance. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied. Next case.